Today's devotion is entitled, Kindness in Ordinary Places, by Pastor Roger Drennan, St. Paul, Bourbonnais. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you. Ephesians 4:32. When we often think about kindness and compassion, we often imagine something like we see in a Hallmark Christmas movie. Magnanimous acts of charity, heroic acts, dramatic rescues, life-changing gifts. We assume that if God is really going to use us, it must be in some extraordinary way. But Scripture tells us a different story. More often than not, God chooses to work through ordinary people in ordinary places doing ordinary acts of love. And He turns even the smallest acts into eternal blessings. Think of Ruth. She does not perform miracles. She does not lead armies or preach sermons. She walks beside a grieving mother-in-law and says, "Where you go, I will go. Your people shall be my people and your God my God." Ruth 1:16. Then she goes to work. She gleans in fields. She does what poor widows do to survive according to the law of Moses. And yet God uses Ruth's quiet kindness to preserve Naomi's family, bring restoration after loss, and place Ruth in the family line of King David and ultimately Jesus himself. God's saving work moved forward through faithful love that probably felt very insignificant at the time. In Acts 9, we meet Tabitha, also called Dorcas. The Bible does not say she was a great speaker or leader. It says she was full of good works and acts of charity. Acts 9:36. When she dies, the widows stand around showing Peter the clothing she made for them. That is what she was known for. Practical kindness stitched into everyday life. And remarkably, God brings her back to life. Not because she was famous, but because her quiet service mattered deeply to the people she loved. Her kindness had built a community of compassion, and God blesses her kindness by raising her from the dead. We often underestimate small kindness. Here's where this touches our hearts. We often think, when we serve Jesus, what I do doesn't really matter. I'm not as gifted as others. Someone else can handle that. And sometimes, if we're honest, we get tired. We grow weary of doing good. We wonder if anyone even notices. But Paul in Ephesians 4 reminds us our natural hearts drift toward irritation, bitterness, and self-protection. Kindness does not come easily because of our sinful nature. Compassion takes effort. Forgiveness costs something. Left to ourselves, we would rather withdraw than keep showing mercy. Christ's kindness met us where we were. But then comes the heart of Ephesians 4:32. Forgiving each other, just as in Christ, God forgave you. Before we ever showed kindness, Christ showed kindness to us. Before we ever had compassion, He had compassion on us. Before we ever forgave, He forgave us at the cross. Jesus met us not in dramatic moments of spiritual victory, but in the ordinary mess of our daily sin, weakness, and need. His greatest act of kindness, the cross, did not look impressive to the world. It looked small, weak, and defeated. But it was there, in suffering love, that He saved us completely. And now, forgiven and loved, we are free to love others, not to earn God's favor, but because we already live in it. So when Scripture says, be kind and compassionate to one another, Jesus is not asking us to be extraordinary heroes. He is inviting us to be faithful servants of an extraordinary Savior. Christ's kindness has already claimed you. His compassion already covers you. And through you, He continues to bring His mercy into ordinary places right where you are.